At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Here's your closing bell brief for Tuesday, June 21st. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Investors were in a bullish mood after the long weekend. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 641 points, or about 2.2%, to close at 30,530. The S&P 500 was up 90 points, or 2.5%, and the NASDAQ ended the day about 271 points higher, also up 2.5%. Stocks bounced back after their worst week since March of 2020, with all 11 sectors of the S&P 500 rising. Energy stocks in particular had a strong day. Diamondback Energy rose 8.2%, and ExxonMobil was up 6.2%. But despite today's rally, many market watchers are still bracing for an economic downturn. This week, Goldman Sachs economists increased their outlook for a U.S. recession, citing concerns that the Federal Reserve will feel compelled to respond forcefully to inflation data, even if economic activity slows. In corporate news, shares of cereal maker Kellogg rose 2%. The company said it plans to split its business into three companies. That's designed to jumpstart its larger, faster-growing snacks business while helping its cereal brands regain their footing on supermarket shelves. And today's market rally extended to cryptocurrencies. Bitcoin traded at about $21,200, up almost 4% today, and has recovered about 20% from its recent low on Saturday, according to CoinDesk. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.